by the grace of God. I'm looking at Sister Alt sitting over there. Praise God. They ask you how you're still here, how you're still kicking, how you're still praising God. You can say it by the grace of Almighty God. That's how you witness. Praise God. I don't care if you're on your sick bed. I don't care if you're in the midst of death. Praise God. I was at that funeral yesterday. Brother Bo Kirk and the lady got up and talked about how they went to go see him at the hospital. Praise God. And while he was at the hospital, when she was there to see him, praise God, the thing that he wanted his pastor, praise God, to come over to that church, praise to that hospital.
Yeah.
Praise God. I don't know if the pastor made it or not.
Yeah.
Praise God, but I guarantee you one thing. If the pastor didn't make it, praise God, he still had a conversation,
yeah,
praise God, with Jesus.
Yeah.
He still had a conversation with God.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't care if you're on your sick bed. I don't care if you're facing money problems.
Yeah.
Praise God. Don't you give up on God.
Yeah.
He wants us to live above our circumstances.
Yeah.
Reason why he wants you to live above them. Because they're coming.
Yeah, they coming.
Oh, yeah, they're coming.
They're coming.
Oh, they're coming.
Yeah.
Remember the time when I was young, I could run all day long.
Yeah.
Jump all day, get on the basketball court, play. Coach tell us, don't y'all go out there and practice on your own. Praise God. Once you finish PT and then when you get in there with our practice, I don't want you to go home and practice. We go home and we start practicing anyway.
Yeah.
Praise God. Just playing because we had so much energy.
Yeah.
Praise God. But you want to know something right now? Praise God. I try to reach for that energy. Don't think I don't keep trying to reach for it. Every time I try to reach for it, look like the energy is backing up.
Yeah.
So that lets me know. I may not be facing a major circumstances right now, but just keep on getting up in the morning. But praise God, you won't know something if I do get something. I don't care where I am.
Yeah.
I may be in Cabrini. I may be in Rapides General.
Yeah.
Praise God, wherever I am, if there's a nurse that comes around the bed, if there's a doctor that comes around the bed, praise God, you know what I'm going to do?
Yes,
I'm going to do just like the Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
I said, I know I'm laying here and you looking at all of these charts.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, have you looked at one other chart?
Yeah.
Have you asked Jesus Christ to come into your life? Praise God, because if I leave here right now, guess what? I'm going to be shaking hands with my Father.
Yeah.
Praise God, because I'm like Paul, absent from this body, I'm going to be in the presence of my Lord. So we see the method, praise God, for making good out of bad. But also we see in this text, verse 19, we see, praise God, the means of getting good out of bad. Let me just read verse 19 again. It says, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your what? Prayers and what? The supply of the Holy Spirit. In other words, praise God, Paul is telling us two means by which things can turn, that good things can come out and result from something bad. The very first one, praise God, intercessory prayer. I told you I was getting back there. We are to pray one for another. Paul is thanking these Philippian believers, praise God, for praying for him. That should not be a day that you get up in the morning and don't pray for your brother or your sister in Christ Jesus. There should not be a day that you get up in the morning when you don't pray for your children, mothers if you have children, fathers if you have children. There shouldn't be a day that you get up and you don't say a word over those kids. Praise God. If you got grandkids, if you got great grandkids, praise God, you ought to get up in the morning and say a prayer. And Paul was thankful that those Philippian believers continued to pray for him. Praise God. Praise God. He didn't mind them come and visit. Praise God. See, a lot of times folks want somebody to come visit them. Praise God. Can I throw something in here? This is a free. This is free. This is free. Sometimes when folks go to the hospital, they don't need everybody. Doctors have given them sedatives so they can rest.
Yeah, that's right, Pastor.
They trying to rest. You coming in there. How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah.
Soon as you leave, somebody else coming in.
Wake them up.
Soon as that one leaves, somebody else coming
in. Can't sleep.
My God, praise God. But guess what? From a distance.
Yeah, you can pray.
Man, I could pray.
Hey!
Amen. That's one thing I know about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit can walk into that room.
Yeah.
And if they're resting, praise God, the Holy Spirit won't wake them up.
Yes, yeah,
praise God, because the doctor knows what is good for them.
Yeah, that's right, Pastor.
Praise God. So don't feel bad. Tell me, well, you know, I should pray.
Right.
Everybody know you want to see them,
yeah.
But praise God, send up. The blind boys of Mississippi said, send up some timber.
Yeah.
I'm talking about sending up some prayer. Praise God, because James 5:16 already told us that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman. Now, I know the scripture don't say man or woman, but it says man, which is generic, which means man that God made. And he made woman and woman.
Yeah.
I mean man and woman. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise God. So if I get sick and you don't come to the hospital, no, I'm not going to get mad with you.
No.
All I want you to do is be praying.
Pray. Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Just call my name out.
Yeah.
Amen. Just call my name. Praise God. Because guess what? You visited me. May not do me any good. Oh, boy.
Amen.
Now, that don't mean that y'all should stop going to see folk.
Amen. No. Right, Pastor.
Just don't go too much.
Right. Stay 10 minutes.
And that's good. Don't stay too long.
10 minutes.
Go on and lay over them and pray over them. I got to the hospital the other day when Sister Carr was in the hospital. I knocked on the door. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. And the nurse was getting ready to make a round. I said, is Sister Carr still here? And they said, oh, yeah. I said, okay. She said, because I'm getting ready to go in there right now. And when she opened the door, says she is sleeping.
Yeah.
I said, let her sleep. Now I'm gonna show you how wisdom check in. I said, let her sleep. You know why? Because I had talked to Sister Anderson and Sister Ivory, who had gone and see her the day before, and she had just expressed to them the fact that she had not slept since she had been in the hospital. Now, what would I look like knowing the woman hadn't slept since Tuesday all the way through Wednesday? And I'm going to go run in there while she's trying to rest and wake her up. All I did was sit there and had a good prayer. Out of this, I said, let her sleep. Because she needs that rest. But he also gives us another means. He said, the power or the supply of the Holy Spirit. Don't you let nobody tell you that the Spirit of God, that this Holy Spirit of God does not give us power. Can I give you an illustration real quick about the power of the Holy Spirit? Can I call on one of those disciples that y'all know real well? One that y'all know real well? Let me call Peter. Brother Jenkins, come up here. You're going to be Peter. Let me show you Peter. Now, y'all know something about Peter. How many Bible readers we have in here? Y'all know something about Peter. I'm talking about Peter. Peter, the same guy that in the 16th chapter of Matthew, Jesus asked a question. He said, who do men say that I am? Everybody said, well, some say you John the Baptist. Some say you Elijah. Some people say you Jeremiah. Some say you one of the prophets. And bad Peter stood up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then when you keep on reading in that 16th chapter, just go on down, just keep on reading. You're going to see where Peter tried to tell Jesus he wasn't going to the cross and Jesus had to put him in place. Get behind me, Satan. I'm talking about Peter, y'all. And not only that, when they came and arrest Jesus, y'all remember that? Praise God. When they came to arrest Jesus, them disciples started scattering like a bunch of rats, getting off of a sinking ship to include Peter. Peter went so far as he, give me a young girl up here. One of you young, come on up here. Come on.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord. Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
There was a supermarket by the name of BNC. I don't know what the BNC stood for, praise God, but I tell you what, I began to start looking at it, better Christ, praise God, because he told her to go down to BNC, praise God. She got in her car. She rode down to BNC. She walked as she drove in the parking lot. There was an envelope laying on the ground, and the voice told her to go and park right by the envelope, praise God. She walked and she parked right by the envelope and opened the door where nobody could see what she was doing. And when she picked the envelope up, she opened the envelope up. There was $43 in there. Enough money for her to make grocery, pay her bills, because that was back in the day, y'all. Praise God. You can't tell me that God is not for real. I tell folks today, you can have this world if you want to. Praise God, but give me Jesus. You can have this world if you want to, but give me Jesus, because he is a real God. Praise God, and I don't care where I find myself, I'm going to talk about it. Because I don't know what lies ahead for me. But I'm looking at these folks that's been to the hospital. No doubt in my mind, Brother Bo, when you were laying in that bed, if somebody would have come up to you and told you anything, I pray that you would have shared with them that you were still here by the grace of God. Praise God. I'm looking at a Brother Hayes sitting back there. There is no doubt in my mind Praise God, all those trips to Illinois. Praise God, if somebody asks you how in the world you're still doing what you're doing. Praise God, it's by the grace of God. I'm looking at Sister Basco sitting right here. Praise God, if somebody was to ask her, praise God, how in the world are you still here? Praise God, when folks gave you up a long time ago, she'll say it's by the grace. Only by the grace of God. I'm looking at Sister Alt sitting over there. Praise God. They ask you how you're still here, how you're still kicking, how you're still praising God. You can say it by the grace of Almighty God. That's how you witness. Praise God. I don't care if you're on your sick bed. I don't care if you're in the midst of death. Praise God. I was at that funeral yesterday. Brother Bo Kirk and the lady got up and talked about how they went to go see him at the hospital. Praise God. And while he was at the hospital, when she was there to see him, praise God, the thing that he wanted his pastor, praise God, to come over to that church, praise to that hospital. Praise God. I don't know if the pastor made it or not. Praise God. But I guarantee you one thing. If the pastor didn't make it, praise God, he still had a conversation. Praise God, with Jesus. He still had a conversation with God. Amen. I don't care if you're on your sick bed. I don't care if you're facing money problems. Praise God. Don't you give up on God. He wants us to live above our circumstances. Reason why he wants you to live above them. Because they're coming. Oh, yeah, they're coming. Oh, they're coming. Remember the time when I was young, I could run all day long, jump all day, get on the basketball court, play. Coach tell us, don't y'all go out there and practice on your own. Praise God, once you finish PT and then when you get in there with our practice, I don't want you to go home and practice. We go home and we start practicing anyway. Praise God, just playing because we had so much energy. Praise God. But you want to know something right now? Praise God, I try to reach for that energy. Don't think I don't keep trying to reach for it. Every time I try to reach for it, look like the energy is backing up. So that lets me know. I may not be facing a major circumstances right now, but just keep on getting up in the morning. But praise God, you won't know something if I do get something. I don't care where I am. I may be in Cabrini. I may be in Rapides General. Praise God, wherever I am, if there's a nurse that comes around the bed, if there's a doctor that comes around the bed, praise God, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do just like the Apostle Paul. I said, I know I'm laying here, and you're looking at all of these charts. But let me ask you, have you looked at one other chart? Have you asked Jesus Christ to come into your life? Praise God, because if I leave here right now, guess what? I'm going to be shaking hands with my Father. Praise God, because I'm like Paul, absent from this body, I'm going to be in the presence of my Lord. So we see the method. Praise God for making good out of bad. But also we see in this text, verse 19, we see, praise God, the means of getting good out of bad. Let me just read verse 19 again. It says, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your what? Prayers and what? The supply of the Holy Spirit. In other words, praise God, Paul is telling us two means by which things can turn, that good things can come out and result from something bad. The very first one, praise God, intercessory prayer. I told you I was getting back there. We are to pray one for another. Paul is thanking these Philippian believers. praise God, for praying for him. That should not be a day that you get up in the morning and don't pray for your brother or your sister in Christ Jesus. There should not be a day that you get up in the morning when you don't pray for your children, mothers if you have children, fathers if you have children. There shouldn't be a day that you get up and you don't say a word over those kids. Praise God. If you got grandkids, if you got great grandkids, praise God, you ought to get up in the morning and say a prayer. And Paul was thankful that those Philippian believers continued to pray for him. Praise God. Praise God. He didn't mind them come and visit. Praise God. See, a lot of times folks want somebody to come visit them. Praise God. Can I throw something in here? This is a free. This is free. This is free. Sometimes when folks go to the hospital, they don't need everybody. Doctors have given them sedatives so they can rest.
Yeah, that's right, Pastor.
They trying to rest. You coming in. How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah.
Soon as you leave, somebody else coming in.
Wake them up.
Soon as that one leaves, somebody else coming in. My God, praise God. But guess what? From a distance.
Yeah, you can pray.
Man, I could pray.
Hey!
Amen. That's one thing I know about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit can walk into that room.
Yeah.
And if they're resting, praise God, the Holy Spirit won't wake them up.
Yes, yeah.
Praise God, because the doctor knows what is good for them.
Yeah. That's right, Pastor.
Praise God. So don't feel bad. Tell me, well, you know, I should pray.
Right.
Everybody know you want to see them,
but
praise God, send up. The blind boys of Mississippi said, send up some timber.
Yeah.
I'm talking about sending up some prayer. Praise God, because James 5:16 already told us that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman. I know the scripture don't say man or woman, but it says man, which is generic, which means man that God made. And he made woman and woman.
Yeah.
I mean man and woman. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Yeah.
Praise God. So if I get sick and you don't come to the hospital, no, I'm not going to get mad with you.
No.
All I want you to do is be praying.
Pray. Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Just call my name out.
Yeah.
Amen. Just call my name. Praise God. Because guess what? You visited me. May not do me any good. Oh, boy.
Amen.
Now, that don't mean that y'all should stop going to see folk.
Amen. No. Right, Pastor.
Just don't go too much.
Right. Stay 10 minutes. Right.
And that's good. Don't stay too long.
10 minutes.
Go on and lay over them and pray over them. I got to the hospital the other day when Sister Carr was in the hospital. I knocked on the door. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. And the nurse was getting ready to make a round. I said, is Sister Carr still here? And they said, oh, yeah. I said, okay. She said, because I'm getting ready to go in there right now. And when she opened the door, says she is sleeping.
Yeah.
I said, let her sleep. Now I'm going to show you how wisdom check in. I said, let her sleep. You know why? Because I had talked to Sister Anderson and Sister Ivory, who had gone and see her the day before. And she had just expressed to them the fact that she had not slept since she had been in the hospital. Now, what would I look like knowing the woman hadn't slept since Tuesday all the way through Wednesday? and I'm going to go run in there while she's trying to rest and wake her up. All I did was sit there and had a good prayer. Out of this, I said, let her sleep. Because she needs that rest. But he also gives us another means. He said, the power or the supply of the Holy Spirit. Don't you let nobody tell you that the Spirit of God, that this Holy Spirit of God does not give us power. Can I give you an illustration real quick about the power of the Holy Spirit? Can I call on one of those disciples that y'all know real well? One that y'all know real well? Let me call Peter. Brother Jenkins, come up here. You're going to be Peter. Let me show you Peter. Now, y'all know something about Peter. How many Bible readers we have in here? Y'all know something about Peter. I'm talking about Peter. Peter, the same guy that in the 16th chapter of Matthew, Jesus asked a question. He said, who do men say that I am? Everybody said, well, some say you John the Baptist. Some say you Elijah. Some people say you Jeremiah. Some say you one of the prophets. And bad Peter stood up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now when you keep on reading in that 16th chapter, just go on down, just keep on reading. You're going to see where Peter tried to tell Jesus he wasn't going to the cross and Jesus had to put him in place. Get behind me, Satan. I'm talking about Peter, y'all. And not only that, when they came and arrest Jesus, y'all remember that? Praise God. When they came to arrest Jesus, them disciples started scattering like a bunch of rats, getting off of a sinking ship, to include Peter. Peter went so far as he, give me a young girl up here. One of you young, come on up here. Come on. So we see the method of getting good out of bad. We see the means. Yeah. Meaning that we're going to have to pray one for another. Yeah. Meaning that we're going to have to rely on the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah.
But praise God, finally we see the motivation. We see the motive of how for getting good out of bad.
Yeah.
And praise God, that motive, amen, comes from, praise God, verse 20 and on into verse 21. Look what he said. You see, the motive, the motivation was that what? That Jesus Christ might be magnified. When you magnify something, what do you do to it? Praise God, you enlarging it. Peter is, Paul is saying, praise God, that Christ be magnified. Not magnified by somebody else. He said that he be magnified in my body. Praise God, I don't care if I live or rest or not, I die. Praise God, I am not going to back off the way I feel about Christ.
Yeah.
You see, that's what's wrong with some Christians today. When they get into circumstances, praise God, the God that they know,
yeah,
praise God, they begin to forget about it.
Yeah.
But can I remind us, praise God, that when God gets involved with any situation that you have, praise God, it's going to turn out to be all right. Amen. Can I close this sermon?
Yeah.
Because when I look at Jesus,
yeah,
praise God, Jesus went through a bad situation.
Yeah.
Praise God, on Friday, it looked like it was a bad situation.
Yeah.
Praise God. They whipped him all night long.
Yeah,
praise God. They led him up a hill called Calvary.
Yeah,
praise God. They took and pierced him in his side.
Yeah.
They put a crown of thorns upon his head.
Yeah.
That was bad, praise God.
Yeah.
But guess what? Look at the good that came out of it.
Oh,
you can't see the good, praise God, because he died. praise God. And after he died, praise God, he rose again. Yeah. But praise God, that's not the good that I'm really talking about. Yeah. You won't know the good that